promise you, one of the hosts of the show. I gotta say, this is a good one. Wow. I give it the Louis Crochu seal of approval. Thumbs up, great job. At CITR 101.9 FM.
Pinoy Pride Vancouver Society presents Liberacion, the first LGBTQ Philippine-X Pride Art Celebration, on Saturday, June 16th at XY Lounge, featuring performances by Kimmortal, Naomi King, Romeo Reyes, Well, Jade Soul, and Mevian Hauser, and works by Politique, Mildred Grace German, Clar Pond, Jose Luis Reyes, Cesarina Bravo Tabopo, and These Bodies Between Us. Check out Pinoy Pride on Facebook for more information.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 15th of June, 2018, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we're going to go through the new releases from some local artists, see what they got in store for us. Plus, we'll fill you in on what's happening in theater this weekend and the usual call board and lots of local events. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And before we get on to the new stuff, we're going to play an old favorite, Circus in Flames. They are going to be playing tonight at the Princeton Hotel at Powell and Victoria. And this is what they sound like.
Just to blow away life.
So that's Doug Andrew and Circus in Flames. And as I said, they're playing at the Princeton tonight. The show begins at 9 o'clock, goes till about 12:45. There's no cover, so you just walk on in and have an adult beverage and enjoy the great music of Circus in Flames. And then you can also check them out for free on Sunday. It's Car Free Day on Main Street at between 16th and something. Anyway, they're going to be performing outside of Red Cat Records at their stage at 27th and Main at around 5 o'clock on Sunday. And tonight at the Princeton Sunday at 5 o'clock at Main and 28th at the outdoor stage. And then watch out for them. They'll also be appearing as part of the Catalano Street Party, and that's coming up. That's only a few weeks away. The Catalano Street Party on 4th Avenue is happening on Saturday, July 7th. And if you're not familiar with that one, my goodness, where have you been? It's an amazing day. 4th Avenue is blocked off between Burrard Street and McDonald. All the way up the hill and all the way down, there's a half a dozen different stages where bands from of all styles, all shapes, all forms, and other kinds of performances are going on all day, well into the evening. So mark your calendar for July 7th, and then head down to the Princeton tonight to see Circus in Flames. So we have an amazing music department here. One of the really cool things about CITR is the amount of music that we get exposed to here. It's not just local stuff. It's music from around the world. It's really what got CITR on the map in the 80s was our willingness to play whatever was sent to us. And we've had the pleasure of breaking a whole bunch of really great music over the years. And that tradition still goes on. Miles Black is our music coordinator, and he leads a crew of some really dedicated volunteers who will sift through everything that gets sent in. We get CDs, we get MP3s, we get links to Bandcamp and SoundCloud and music music and in all its forms comes to us, and they go through it and they listen to it, and it all gets put in the library. I'll have to double check with Miles. I don't think they really reject anything, which is cool. And then they send out a playlist and they let us know what they've added and what they think of it. And so we get a little, we get an email once a week that just has all of the stuff in all the formats, CDs, LPs, floppy disks, and digital, and it's marked by where it comes from and what its origins are. So we have three different categories. We have Canadian content, Femcon, which is primarily, not primarily, but any music that has any kind of female content in it. One of the musicians, one of the writers, anybody that's involved in the production is female. It gets tagged as Femcon. And then it's also whether or not it's local. So we're always looking for the local stuff on this show. And quite a few great acts have made their way into that pile. So we're going to play some of that for you today alongside of our usual stuff about events and other things going on. The first group is someone I saw at Shindig last year. She's a rapper from Chilliwack area, from the Stolo Nation, and she goes by the name of Mama Rude Gal, MTHC.
Better than the way that I feel about you.
know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change. The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary from June 20th to 24th, 2018. Discover over 250 bands, comedy acts, film, and art in more than 35 venues across the city. This year's festival features guest curator Deerhoof, innovative indie rock act Dirty Projectors, electronic innovators Mount Kimby, versatile folk pop duo Way Oak, futuristic hip-hop titans Shabazz Palaces, outsider pop auteur John Mouse, and many more yet to be announced. Visit sledisland.com for details, travel deals, and to get your festival pass. Hub Cycling is hosting Bike to Shop Days. On June 22nd to June 24th, come out and get advice on the gear and techniques that allow you to easily use your bike for shopping trips. There will be route maps for shopping, celebration stations, which have info, snacks, and free bike tune-ups, discounts at local shops around Metro Vancouver, a passport challenge where participants collect stamps at celebration stations to win prizes, guided rides, and riding to local stores to show support. Check out bikehub.ca for more information.
You know, I just pulled those spots at random, and it sure sounds like Dora is doing all the voicing on our PSAs and promos around here. And I know she's not. I know there's reams of volunteers that are coming in and doing all that kind of work. We just happen to pull those things at random. But it gives me an opportunity just to let you know that CITR is available to you. So if you've always wanted to be on the radio or just sit into a studio and record 30-second promos and spots and public service announcements and stuff, we're here for you. Come on down. Join up. You don't have to be a student. I think community membership is like $35 for the year. And you get access to all of our equipment. And you get all kinds of great training. We teach you everything you need to know about broadcasting and radio and how to produce ads, how to produce a music show, how to do news. If you want to be a journalist, we've got Discorder magazine. You can be a photographer. You can interview people. We got it all here. And we're just, you know, Dora's just sitting at a desk at the front. She's our volunteer coordinator as well. So she does a lot. But she's here waiting for you to come in and say, I want to be a part of CITR. So come on down. We're in the student nest at UBC at the Point Grey campus. We're down in the on the ground floor, the lower level, under the rainbow flag, directly underneath the pizza stand. So we're not hard to find, and it's just a great place to hang out. So come on out. That being said, a couple of weeks ago, well, no, geez, it was a couple of months ago now, I guess, we talked to Tim Carlson of Theater Conspiracy, and he was talking about a project that he's been working on. It's a play, it's a podcast, it's a series of workshops, and the play itself is now up and running. It's called Victim Impact, and it's the story of the largest Ponzi scheme in BC history. This was a notary public in Surrey who brought her family, her friends, and other community members into this vast web of deceit over a 10-year period between 2003 and 2012. So Theater Conspiracy has taken this story and written a powerful piece of theater about it. And it's going on right now at the Cult Historic, which is, of course, at Venables and Victoria in the Hastings Sunrise District of Vancouver. It runs until Sunday, so you still have a couple of opportunities to see it. The play itself it sort of investigates the aspects of the case going through the courts, down the money trail. It looks at the fallout of those affected and how they got sucked into the vortex of civil and criminal trials. Over 200 people were harmed in this fraud scheme, and it involved over $110 million. It's certainly an interesting concept. And if you want to find out more about it, you can also check out their podcast. It's called Victim Impact, the Fraudcast, which you can get at their website, conspiracy.ca. It's also available on iTunes and Stitchers. The show itself, as I said, runs at the Cult Historic. It goes until Sunday. Do they have, I think they have some afternoon performances. Yeah, there's a 2 o'clock performance tomorrow. There's also evening shows tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. So go to the Cult Historic or check out conspiracy.ca to find out more about the show Victim Impact. All right, let's listen to some more new music. This is a group called Maneater. I'm just doing a quick scroll so I can make sure I can give you all the right information here. I've lost it. Where are they? Oh, for crying out loud. There it is. They're described as a indie-ish rock, kind of more of an accessible car seat headrest. I like that. They're called Maneaters, song called Hell. Our good friends at The Only Animal are presenting the 3rd annual Slime Conference. Join 100 animals, 7 young translators, scientists in suits, and fellow humans, and step just slightly in the future. Seated amongst the delegates, you might hear an otter swimming down an aisle, a dolphin whistling at your elbow, or a seabird over your shoulder. Animals, too, have something to say. We come together to face an insatiable creature, slime, which, like Facebook slime or Google slime, is taking over. Ask yourself, who's coming to save us? The answer might surprise you. This is a show that was commissioned by the Banff Center, written by Byron Laverley, and who is the Tony Award, the playwright of Tony nominated Frozen, and developed with The Only Animal. It's quite a, quite an exciting piece of theater. It's not quite interactive, but it's you get real close. Let's put it that way. We talked about this before because I remember reading the audition notice for it, but it's happening for sure right now. It's quite an interesting piece, and it's very entertaining. It's happening at the Russian Hall, which is in the Strathcona District at Campbell Avenue, 600 Campbell Avenue. Three performances only, tonight at 8, tomorrow and at 8, and then Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. We've got it linked on the Dave Radio Facebook page, and you can get more information at theaterwire.com. Here's another local group that's just released a new tune. They're called Parlor Panther.
Children run and hide.
So that's Parlor Panther, a song called Bad, Bad Men, brand new release right here on CIETR. Hey, there's new production from the great folks at Western Gold Theater. They're going to be performing next weekend, another one of these quick and dirty shows where they meet on Monday and then perform on the weekend. It's June 22nd to 24th at the PAL Studio Theater, which is in Cole Harbor, 581 Cordero Street. It's called The Learned Ladies. It's translation of a play by Moliere, adapted by Frida Thomas, who is a favorite author of Western Gold Theater. During the 17th century, women, thirsty for knowledge and freedom, began to read, discuss, and absorb all the learnings they could get their hands on. In Moliere's Les Femmes Savantes, or The Learned Ladies, the familiar voice of reason, typically a male, is now for the first time female. Western Gold Theater presents an adaptation by Frida Thomas, who also wrote adaptations they presented in past seasons, like The Miser and Splitting Heirs. All this learning takes none of the romance and fun out of The Learned Ladies. Two young women, Henriette and Armand, participate in these salons of study with the dashing Tristan. Henriette's mother is so swept up in this new learning that she wants to see her daughter wed their mentor, but Henriette has eyes for someone else. Complicating things is whether her mother or father will have the final say in who will be her successful tutor. Meanwhile, Armand has different perception of both men's intentions, or perhaps that's pretensions. Anyway, Learned Ladies is part of the studio series, which presents staged readings, putting the emphasis on stage. So if you haven't been to a Western Gold stage reading before, and you've missed a lot, including, you know, my performance, I'm not going to be in this one, but, you know, that's not the point. What happens is the actors are presented on stage with scripts in hand, still in costume, still in full set, still with full blocking and movement and that, but without the burden of having to memorize lines. So it goes through very quickly. As I said, first reading is usually on a Sunday or Monday afternoon, and then a couple of days to block the play, and then a tech rehearsal, and then there, bah, voila, right in front of an audience. Great friends of the show like Kate Dion Richard, Brett Harris, Terrence Kelly, Melissa Wee, Annabelle Kershaw, Kat Hagquist, all kinds of great folks are going to be in this production. It's The Learned Ladies. It's happening at the PAL Studio Theater next weekend, June 22nd to 24th. You can go to westerngoldtheater.org to find out more about that. And let's see, one more show we want to tell you about, and that's at the let's do this one. Opera Opulenza is doing a performance on next Friday, June 22nd, at St. Stephen's Anglican Church in West Vancouver. It's a gala concert of opera favorites. It starts at 7:30. Tickets are $25 online or $28 at the door. You can find out more by going to operaopulenza.ca. And then at the Jericho Arts Center, United Players are presenting Nell Gwynn. This is a new play by Jessica Swall, and it's all about the days of King Charles II in the 1600s and the restoration after the Taliban of Cromwell, when theater was banned, and Charles II was a great lover of theater, and he brought it back. And he also, for the first time in English history, allowed women to appear on stage because his girlfriend was an actor named Nell Gwynn, and that's the name of the play. And so you kind of figure it out from that. Anyway, it runs for another week. Performances are on Fridays, Saturday evenings, Sunday matinees, and you can go to United Players or Jericho Arts Center website to find out more about that. Okay, we're going to do the call board in a few minutes, but let's hear some more music. This is a group called Echo Nebraska.
One of the freedoms you all should believe in is we all can make our own path. From the minute we wake up to the second we see him, you always can learn from the past. You've been to
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah. Explosions. There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live bands, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar, the human serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
Right, 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 right.
Who'd win in a wrestling match, Lemmy or God?
Lemmy. God.
Wrong, dickhead. Trick question. Lemmy is God.
Powercore. Heavy metal radio decimating eardrums in the lower mainland since 1985. Tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. There's a job opening at the Chemainus Theatre Festival in Chemainus on Vancouver Island. It's education coordinator / artistic associate. The job basically manages and develops education programs that support the goals, mandate, and operations of the CTF, also known as the Chemainus Theatre Festival, including an in-demand Island Savings Discovery Theatre workshops, theatre camp, and after-school academy. It's specifically for folks who love teaching kids, 8 to 12. They would prefer, although it's not required, that you have a BFA, BA, or equivalent professional experience in the education of the arts. Criminal record check will be required. It is artistic and production related, so we anticipate this to be the other 50% of your portfolio. So you'll be teaching and doing production work as well. Your artistic opportunities will be customized to your skills and average one or more per season. These skills may include design, directing, choreography, performing, etc. It's a three-quarter to full-time position. The wage is modest and commensurate with experience, while the work is rewarding, a dream job for the right individual. Deadline for application is June 27th. Just send your letter of interest and resume as one PDF file to V. Caldwell, V-C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L, at chemainustheatre.ca. We got some Fringe Festival auditions. They're starting to come in now with the Fringe Festival in Vancouver from September 6th to 16th at various venues around Vancouver. This one just got posted up from our friend Deb Sears. It's Dick Spacey, D-Y-C-K-S-P-A-C-E-E. It's a spy-fi improvised radio play at the Vancouver International Film Festival. Fringe Festival, a spontaneous improvised radio play that combines recognizable film noir tropes with a dash of science fiction. Listen as a curious new mystery adventure unfolds every show, inspired by audience suggestions. You'll get shady villains, red herrings, and hilarious reversals of gender stereotypes. A little bit of everything with something for everyone. If you're interested, you can audition. It's on Saturday, June 30th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. They do ask you to submit ahead of time. Let's see. You can complete the audition application form, which you can find on the we've shared it on the Dave Radio Facebook page. Or you can also go to the audition page on Facebook. Let's see here. Audition times will be confirmed by email. If you have a question that's not answered in the audition call, you can email DykeSpaceyShow, DykeSpaceyShow, @gmail.com. And as I said, we put all this on the Dave Radio Facebook page. So if you missed any of that, you can check it out there. Theater Terrific is doing a show for The Fringe called Roy and Janet. It's an epic tale of love, warring tribes, and redemption told with dance, chorus, live music, and the biggest puppet ever. It's going to be presented at the Woodward's Heritage Building in the atrium. Using the winding staircase, the pond, the entire inner court, that whole area, the inner court of Woodward's Heritage Building. The auditions are happening in July 9th and 10th at Green Thumb Studios at Kingsway and Joyce. And you can take part. The call says, come in and take part in an audition / workshop like no other. It's actually fun. You get to play. If you want to find out more, the information is posted at theaterterrific.ca. We also got Sonia Productions doing a fringe show called Box of Freedom, and that's going to be, let's see, the auditions for that are happening June 18th and 19th, so that's just in a few days, at Cineworks, which is 1131 Howe Street. Box of Freedom is the story of Dora, a Romanian stand-up comedian whose hopes at speaking her mind in a freed country vanish when former communist leaders threaten her life. She decides to flee in a cargo ship's container bound for Canada. Using humor to survive her harsh reality, Dora writes and performs new comedic material to the other passengers in the container. Although the characters are all Eastern European, don't worry if you don't have an accent. No accent is required for any of the roles. But if you are Romanian or of East European heritage, mention that in the submission. It might help you out. You can contact Adelina, Adelina, at soniaproductions.com. And another Fringe-related audition. This is for a show called The Shape of Things, produced by friend of the show Fairleth Harvey and Julian Legere. It's going to be produced at the Cults during the Fringe. This is a modern morality tale that riffs on the Frankenstein myth and examines the nature of art, the meaning of trust, and people's willingness to do anything for love. Auditions are at Instant Studio, 529 East Broadway, on the 19th of June, looking for two actors in their 20s, one to play Jenny and one to play Philip. And you can find out more by going to instanttheater.com. Access Theater is holding their general auditions June 25th and 26th. We've already passed the deadline for submission, but I just wanted to mention it in case you might want to check them out, see if they're still taking late submissions, accesstheater.com. Align Entertainment is doing a production of Annie and also a production of Christmas Story, the musical. These are going to be happening at the Michael J. Fox Theater. Annie will be in February of 2019, and Christmas Story is happening this coming November. And the auditions for that are happening tomorrow, Monday, and Tuesday, June 16th, 18th, and 19th at the Lindbergh Academy for the Performing Arts, which is in Coquitlam, I believe. Anyway, go to info@alignentertainment.ca to get the deets on that one. We've also got Theatre West Van doing the Farndale Avenue Christmas Carol. It's a British comedy for Christmas. That's going to be happening in November at the K. Meek Center in West Van, and the auditions are tomorrow and Monday at the K. Meek. Another British-style pantomime that'll be happening in January, so a little post-Christmas panto, and that's called The Not-So-Little Mermaid, and that'll be produced in North Vancouver. The auditions are on June 26th and 27th, and you can go to smpdramatics.com to find out more about that. Auditions this weekend for Pi Theater's production of Her by Taylor Mack, and that is... looking specifically for the role of Isaac Connors. He's 24 years old, and he is the brother of Max, the lead character. The action for Isaac is a long attempt at squashing down major PTSD explosion while struggling to survive on the home front. Go to pietheater.com to find out more. White Rock Players doing Harvey by Mary Chase. That production is happening October. The auditions are this weekend at the Coast Capital Theater in White Rock. Harvey is a classic play by Mary Chase about a man and his invisible best friend, a 6 foot, 3.5 inch rabbit. Let's see, mbuswood@gmail.com to find out more, or check out White Rock Players Club. Metro Theatre doing a play called Cliffhanger. Their auditions are June 19th and 20th. The production's coming up in September. Looking for three males and two females for that one. Unladylike.co is doing a play called The Organization by Rochelle Miguel. That is happening in November. It's a site-specific piece. Venues are currently being negotiated. The auditions are happening on the 23rd and 24th of June at the Playwrights Theater Center, which is 739 Gore Avenue. You can find out more at their website, unladylikeco. Let's see. It's a long URL, and it's posted at the public library website. So just look for The Organization on Ladylike Co. Razzle Dazzle Productions are doing the Yellow Point Christmas Spectacular in December. That's going to be performing at several venues around Mid-Island between Nanaimo and Victoria. Well, actually, between Courtney and Victoria. There's Nanaimo, Courtney, and McPherson Playhouse in Victoria. That's going to be happening in December. The auditions are June 22nd and 23rd at the Scotiabank Dance Center in Vancouver at Davie and Granville. Our other company is doing The Burden of Life by a friend of the show, Sebastian Kroon. This is a comedy about depression. I can relate to that. The auditions are happening June 27th and 30th for a production that'll be up in October. You can go to ourothercompany@gmail.com. And finally, Canadiana Musical Theatre Company is doing a play called The Birth of the CPR by Alan Desnoyers. Let's sort of compromise and say that I don't know how to pronounce his name. Production is happening in September, and it's going to be at various locations across the Lower Mainland, plus Penticton, Kelowna, Calgary, and Edmonton. So you get to go on tour. They're specifically looking for a male singer, baritone, must be able to accompany yourself on guitar or mandolin, be able to handle basic choreography, and carry an English accent. Bring a song and be prepared to read scenes and learn the harmony part. The production itself lasts about 3.5 weeks. It is a non-equity, but there will be a salary plus per diems. Travel is covered and accommodation and all the rest by Canadiana Musical Theatre. So check out that, The Birth of the CPR. And if you want details on these or other auditions, you can go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like to have read on our air, then you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email Dave Radio Podcast at hotmail.com. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And please like us on Facebook. On Twitter and Instagram, we're at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Stick around, because there's a band sitting up in the lounge. Now, nobody actually told me who they are or if they're going to be playing live on the air or if they're just hanging out looking cool. So, you know, all I would say is keep your ears peeled, listen to the radio, and maybe you'll get some great live music. Anyway, following that, of course, we'll get Bebby Crespin at 2 o'clock and Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. And Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye-bye.
piping right all damn night, and now it's getting late. No matches found this time around, no one to online date. Isn't that weird that it isn't that weird?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the stolen, unceded territories of the Musqueam people. My name is Audrey, and you're tuned into Too Dreamy. And yeah, I am so excited to be here with all of you today. We are going to be starting off with some Dumb from their album Seeing Green, because Dumb is having their record release tomorrow night at the new Redgate. So excited. I unfortunately am not able to make it, but I'm going to pretend that I'm going to make it by listening to all of the different bands that are playing, me and my cat. Yeah, so we're going to start off with the first single, or the new single from this new album, which is being released on Mint Records in 1 week. So, but I've heard that if you go to the album release party tomorrow night, you might be able to get your hands on a copy of the limited edition Seeing Green album. But here is Dumb with the song Soft Seam.
This attire is a suture for my patience. Porcelain buttons leasing from my mind. So through money, gotta leave room for inflation. Sick, I'm not putting eyes that may be blind. Zip up to save my strength and amusement. Not trying to wait, but I guess it's not my time. You're a bug to Marjorie, they'll divorce you. Draw another leader from the corner of my eye. Save yourself a pillow for the lady.